Good evening, chaps. I've got Gary, Nintendo
Hello.
Village. Hi, Gary. You okay?
I'm good.
Andrew, I've got Mr. Andrew here. How are
Hi.
You? How are you doing, sir? Dreamcast
Good,
years,
thank you.
as opposed to multiple other areas now. I think you've literally got about 20 other projects going, which was PQ to begin with. and then we've got Ben as well. Hello, Ben.
Hello.
Just average Ben. He's just...
Yeah, average Ben. That's me.
Average Ben, and I'm Dan. So we're going to go through the games very quickly that we just seen at the Xbox Bethesda showcase. I'm going to run down this list because there was a shit ton of them. So Starfield, Stalker 2, Back for Blood, Contraband, Sea of Thieves update with Pirates of Caribbean crossover, Yakuza series on Xbox Game Pass. We've got Battlefield 2042, more information there. 12 minutes, we saw Psychonauts 2, 10 more Bethesda games joining Game Pass from today. Fallout 76 Reign is out on July 7th. More Fallout 76 Expeditions, The Elder Scrolls Online, Party Animals, which is batshit crazy, Hades, Somerville, Halo Infinite, and also the multiplayer and the first-person campaign. Diablo 2 Resurrected, we saw a Plague Tale Requiem, Far Cry 6, which is better than Ubisoft presentation, Slime Rancher 2, Shredders, Atomic Heart by Munfish, Replaced, Grounded update, Among Us on Xbox. We saw, I'm going to try and say it properly, Ayuden Chronicle. Is that right?
I think so, yeah.
I'll go with that. 100 Heroes and Ayuden Chronicle Rising. We saw The Ascent, Age of Empires 4, The Outer Worlds 2, Microsoft Flight Simulator on the X and S, Forza Horizon 5, which is out insanely this year, and finally at very, very end, Redfall, and also a fridge. So going between everyone, Ben, I'm going to come to you first, mate. In terms of the picks, there's quite a lot to go from there for 21 and 22. What are you excited by, man?
Well, I mean, the fact that we've got the rest of this year now mapped out was really big, because I think that was our main concern, is that we'd get a lot of 2022 stuff and not much else. You know, we've got Halo and Forza Horizon 5 to look forward to at the end of the year. Yeah. Some of the indie stuff that we'd never heard of before looked incredible. I think Somerville was one of them.
Yeah.
And I can't remember the name of the other one you mentioned, because obviously there was 30 games that just got bombarded with. That was really strong. Like, off the back of that Ubisoft one yesterday, this was how you do it.
Yeah, I felt like a legit presentation. Yeah.
Very impressed.
Yeah. Andrew, yourself, mate, what was jumping out for you?
The Xbox fridge.
That's it. See you later.
Honestly, a lot of it looked great. Like you said, compared to Ubisoft yesterday, that's how you do a show. And there's some really cool stuff. Like the diversity of the games that they have available is incredible. I was not expecting Forza Horizon 4, even though people said it was coming. Age of Empires 4, very cool. And some of the smaller stuff. There's so much there that I'm excited for, and now I really, really need to buy a Series X very quickly. So
point. There was a lot less ego this time, I think. Like, you had Todd Howard at the start. I can't remember the second chat that came out, and obviously Phil at the end. But maybe they were speaking for like 40 seconds max each, which was like refreshing in some ways, Gary, I think, like compared to like Xbox of old, where it was, like you said, cinematic trailer after cinematic trailer.
Yeah, I think it is. It flew really well. Like, the flow of it just constantly there. It slowed down a little bit, like Ben said, around the Bethesda bit. But I think it was incredibly strong. And I mean, I was being moaning about not having too many games to play on the Series X that are optimized for it. Really, a lot of them are games that we've all played before or older, and it's filled the rest of the year up easily. And it's looking like it's going to be a strong year next year as well. Forza and Flight Simulator for me are two particular highlights. Like, I wasn't expecting Forza. I know people have been rumouring about it and stuff, but it looks so good. So good.
Yeah, it looks ridiculous as well. And I think it's pushing people as well down the next gen route with Xbox. Very, very, well, in fact, nothing mentioned at all about previous gen consoles, whereas pretty much every state of play I think we've had since the PS5 came out, it's always been like, oh yeah, we're going to release this on PS4 as well for everyone out there. Just let you know, keep selling those consoles. This is entirely like very positive about next gen and next gen focused only.
Very true. Mm. Yeah, I didn't notice that actually. Cause, was it last year when everything said Xbox One on it as well? Mm. And we were like, oh, yeah. Well, what's coming to the Series X? What's exclusive? Because at the time it was just the Medium, right? We just had the Medium that was coming to Series X exclusively last year. And now it's all exclusive, which is fantastic. So
I think it's weird, isn't it? It's almost like it's done a 180, because obviously Sony's whole thing before was that there would be, you know, a kind of a hard stop to PS4, and then they'd just go into PS5. Mm-hmm. Whereas Xbox were like, yeah, we'll have this 2-year grace period where we'll release things on both. But it does seem like it's almost gone the other way, bizarrely.
Mm. I mean, absolutely. Actually, the stuff like Sea of Thieves and stuff will be on Xbox One as well. But, you know.
Yeah, I do wonder if the assumption is that most of that stuff will also be available wherever Game Pass is available.
Mm. Yeah, true.
Maybe. But I don't know.
Cool. I have to rate the conference out of 10. I'd probably go for a solid 9, because I think my whole, like I said at the start, my spiel was very much, I want something to play this year on that console specifically, that maybe new IP, or it may be something that, you know, is about to be released on multiple consoles and platforms. That's why I bought an Xbox, because I thought Game Pass is such a great proposition for that. Absolutely. With that, you know, obviously we don't get Far Cry 6. I can live with that because Ubisoft have got their own service. But when you look at the likes of all of the Bethesda games that are going to be day one on Game Pass, then on top of that, Flight Simulator, Forza Horizon 5, and then next year, things like Redfall right at the end, like, that's just interesting. They've got a lot of confidence in that IP from Arkane. And they're very, very quickly moving on from the fact that that's the studio that's done Deathloop. So that's two fingers up straight away to PlayStation. Gary, out of 10, what would you go for?
I'm going to be the same. I think it was a 9 out of 10, easily. I mean, one of the biggest takeaways from this is actually seeing the Series X in all its glory. A lot of the footage was shot in 4K 60. There was a lot of ray tracing going on. And it's the first time that I've looked at any sort of presentation of next-gen consoles and been like, wow, these actually all look really good. So yeah, I don't think they could have done much better. Like, really?
No, completely agree. Completely agree. Andrew, out of 10, what are we thinking?
I was thinking about 8.5, but I think, to be honest, 9 is probably where it's at. I mean, we stuff like at the very beginning, we had Stalker 2,
it was the fridge.
And we were all kind of going, wow, at Stalker 2. And then as we went on, it was like, oh, Far Cry 6 looks much better on the Xbox Series X than it looked and what they were showing on yesterday. And then we got to Forza Horizon 5, and it's like, oh my goodness. Like, it just got better and better as it went on. It has to be, I think it has to be a 9.
Absolutely. Come on, Ben. Round us off. What are you thinking?
Yeah, maybe a 5. Yeah, no, 100%. I completely agree. A definite 9 for me. It's just like, considering we watch it via stream and it's certainly not optimal, some of the footage in the games looks incredible. So like, imagine watching them on your 4K TV, like in proper full resolution. It's going to be incredible. So, the pacing of it, the actual games they revealed, there was loads of stuff we'd never heard of that was interesting, but also updates on stuff we were half expecting. And the fact that we're getting a load of stuff, like Gary said, Flight Simulator this year, you know, the big, big, big heavy hitters that they really kind of needed to kind of just shut people up a little bit. And so they've done that. I think the only game that's coming out now, like today, was Yakuza Like a Dragon, wasn't it? I don't think there were any other shadow drops. That, I just being completely greedy, that would have bumped up to a 10 if there were a few others that were like, you know, knock your socks off, kind of, wow, I can play this right now. But other than that, can't fault it at all. Very happy.
Yeah, I'd be quite interested, I think, to see what comes on Game Pass. It just like organically in the next month or so, and whether or not had they added that into the presentation, it would have been a 10. Just to go on by the way of all these things. I think the clarity that Phil Spencer gave is something rare from Microsoft, where he was like, here is a literal timeline of everything from now up until summer 2022 that you're going to be playing a big release every month for the rest of the year. That is immensely exciting, especially when we're doing things like Game Club on our side and we've got so many people with an Xbox or a PC that play Game Pass. The fact that you can pick from like an absolute raft of games and different types of games as well, it's really, really exciting.
Yeah, you're right. That one frame showing all the games that are coming out this year is going to be shared on the internet like over and over again after today, I would imagine, because that has been the missing piece of the puzzle, and they've completely done it. And Hades, most importantly, I got one of my predictions right. So
there you go, 1 point.
There we go.
I think another big takeaway of this entire event has been the money that you're going to save having Game Pass. because really, like normally by now I'd be like, oh my God, how much money am I going to have to spend on these games? What am I going to miss out on? But the vast majority of those were Game Pass. So like even if you have a game there that you're not sure about, you're still going to be able to get it and try it on Game Pass. And then if you don't like it, nothing's lost, right?
I think the only one that wasn't on Game Pass that I was interested in was Diablo 2.
Yeah.
But I don't think that's going to be a full price game anyway.
Yeah.
As far as I know, unless I'm remembering wrong.
And I think the rule is 80, right?
It probably will be.
Yeah.
Very interesting. Very interesting. I think we've got a jam-packed year coming up. And even I was actually quite relieved that there's quite a few games that you just said there, Gary, that are coming in 2022, because it means that we don't have to be all in on 2021. You know, there are things that are coming out this year, but fundamentally they're given scope for what's going to come out in the next year or so too, and potentially onwards from that. Plus, they literally said these are all the development houses we've got, and this is literally what they're all working on. I think that's so brave. So really, really cool. Cool. Well, rounding off, Gary, where can we find you, my friend?
Online. You can find me at the Nintendo Village or at It's Only Gary on Twitter.
Yeah. Andrew, where can we find you?
You can find me at Augment84 or around at Lost in Cult.
Yeah, or just hanging around in random Discords just up and down the country. That's your thing. Like
all of them.
Morning.
Ben, where can we find you?
Morning all.
5 a.m.
You can find me in our Discord, thecrossplayers.com/Discord. Come say hello. Let us know what you thought, and you can find me on Twitter at BenjiCon.
Wonderful. And you can find me at DanWoodTweets, or like Ben said, at thecrossplayers.com/Discord. It's really fun, guys. On to Nintendo next.
The bar has been raised.
Ooh, nervous. Wonderbar. Right, have
they're going to limbo right underneath it.
Half an hour of that Game Garage thing, that's what they're going to show.
Yeah.
Quite literally. Right, have a fantastic evening, chaps, and appreciate you coming on. Thank you. Thank you to everyone watching as well. Good evening.
Bye.
Bye. Bye.